Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. Christmas Day is getting closer and closer, and for some of us, the stress level is climbing higher and higher. But we're glad that you're taking a break today to join us in our series on Advent. And today we want to take a look at the third candle in the Advent wreath, but before we do that, we want to talk just a little bit more about the music of Christmas. You know, we all have our favorite songs. Mine is probably Silent Night, but Scott Phillips is here, and he's going to talk to us about why the music of Christmas can somehow teach our kids something about the faith. Scott, what do you think?
Well, you know, have you ever been driving along and you're singing along to the words of the song that's playing on the radio? You stop and think about, wow, what am I actually saying here? Mm-hmm. Many times it's not very uplifting. Mm-hmm. But we can and we should do that with Christmas carols because it's great, profound truths are there when we take the time to do that. And it's easy to miss that because of the beautiful music that we're listening to. And wouldn't it be a fun activity to have each member of the family pick their favorite Christmas carol and then just take some time to talk about what was it that the writer there was trying to tell us about Jesus?
Well, that's a great point. I hadn't really ever thought about that before.
Hey, Cap, you know, for me, it just isn't Christmas till I get to sing Angels We Have Heard on High with fellow believers, especially if there's a good pipe organ going on in the background there. But what better group to sing it with than my own family, and what better opportunity to teach my kids about God? We all know how powerful music can be and what an important role it plays in our spiritual walk, so let's use it to shepherd our kids.
Well, you know, Scott, retailers have known for a long time how powerful music is, and it's probably one of the reasons why a lot of stations begin to play Christmas music so early in November, you know, get them in the shopping mood.
Yeah, absolutely.
But this week, we want to talk about the third candle on the Advent wreath. What is that, and what should we be sharing with our kids about it?
Well, the third candle of the wreath is often pink, and it's known as the candle of joy. And the first 2 weeks, we've been talking about our need for a Savior and how we live a life of sin and we're in darkness. But now we get a shift. And now we're just celebrating the joy of the newborn King and what that means for all of our lives.
Well, you know, I can tell you that our kids certainly get a lot of joy from the presents they receive, of course, unless they're socks.
Yeah, but, I know what you mean.
But I get the feeling that this isn't the kind of joy that we're talking about.
No, Cap, but you've made a great distinction there, and it's one that we need to be teaching to our kids. Hey, opening gifts that we wanted or eating delicious food that we love, it does bring us some joy, but that joy is temporary or fleeting. Most toys are eventually going to break or grow old. And hey, obviously the food doesn't last long.
Well, at least not in my family gatherings. It doesn't.
Well, mine either. No, the joy that the candle represents is that joy that comes from a walk with Jesus. And it's the only joy on earth that's going to last. Isaiah 35:10 talks about this. He says, "They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their gladness, and joy will overtake them. And sorrow and sighing will flee away." It's a long one, but it's a perfect verse for your family to memorize this week.
And Scott, of course, we also need to show our kids how the prophecy of joy came true when God sent his son Jesus to earth.
Right. You know, the birth of Jesus fulfilled so many prophecies from the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. And it's a great way for our kids to see that and see how the Bible just flows and it's one big story about God's redemption. Mm-hmm. Luke 19:37-38, we find this whole multitude of disciples drawing near to Jesus and joyfully singing and acknowledging that he was the Savior, just like Isaiah said they would.
Mm. And of course, the ultimate fulfillment of that prophecy happened when Jesus said to the thief on the cross that today you will be with me in paradise. I guess that man felt a little bit of joy. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree totally. And you know what? The great thing is, it's a joy that we can all feel.
I agree. Well, we're going to have some more examples of some of these Old Testament prophecies fulfilled by the birth of Jesus on our website. Feel free to drop over to pebblesoftruth.com, and we'll also have some activities that you can do together with your family that focus a little bit about Christmas music and some other things that we have there as well. And next week, we're going to conclude our look at Advent, but until then, keep building your house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.